Blog Talk Radio.
How are you and welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we want to thank you for listening and thank you for sharing your time with us as we look forward to trying to bring you information and hopefully that this we also hope that this information is enlightening and informative and that, you know, we're bringing you what you want to hear and subjects that maybe you haven't thought about, but now that we're bringing them up are things that will make you think about those particular subjects and see what you can do to help to move yourself forward, your family forward, and those that you care about forward. And also, of course, helping to make this great nation the great nation that it is even better and making you to be a more active and positive part of everything that's going on, not only around you, with you, and some things that may be a little bit outside of what you would have normally known or taken on. Today's show, we're going to talk about how old are you and how old do you feel? Fitness is a state of mind. Yes, this is true. But it is also a physical state of health. And if we want to live a full life, then we have to get active. You know, we have to get into activities that are going to help us to stay young and stay healthy. You know, right now, especially in the United States, we have a very a lifestyle in which a lot of us don't really get any type of exercise. And when I say any type of exercise, I mean other than getting up to rush in the morning, getting to our cars, and then after we get in our cars, driving to work or catching the train or catching the bus or whatever way in which we get to work. Then maybe from there, waiting for an elevator, getting off that elevator, and then walking down the corridor through the doors to our office or the place in which we actually work out of, that we actually do our physical work. And then the next level of exercise is waiting for that elevator to take us back downstairs so that we can go eat lunch, and usually it's a lunch that's very unhealthy and really isn't going to serve us because it's not going to give our bodies the nutritional things that it needs to actually give us the energy to go on with our day and be productive and be active and, you know, do the things in the best way that we could do them, because our minds and our bodies aren't focused. We're dealing with our day-to-day pains. We're dealing with the fact that, you know, we don't have the correct nutrition. We don't have exercise. We're stressed. You know, the average American works more now than any other country. You know, just to put it in perspective, you know, our vacations are usually, you know, 2 weeks, something like that, to where in other countries they may have 2 months, you know, of vacation, and they're getting paid more money because their dollar, or excuse me, their particular currency is actually at a higher value than us. But anyway, that's, again, a whole nother subject, and we don't even want to try to slightly go into that because that could be definitely another show in itself. There's an old saying, and the old saying goes, if you don't use it, you lose it. And that really holds true, even when it comes to your muscles. You know, if you don't use your muscles, perfect example, if you don't use your muscles, a little process takes place called atrophy. And that's because, well, let's go back. Let's say that you're in an accident. And because of that accident or because of that illness, you're bedridden for a certain amount of time and you're unable to use your muscles, or you break your leg or break your arm, and your arm and whatever is in a cast. Well, if your arm, leg, or what have you is in a cast, during that time, you're not using those muscles. And since you're not using those muscles, what happens is that your muscle mass starts to deplete, And the reason that that muscle mass depletes is because you're not building the muscle. You're not doing anything to maintain that muscle control. You're not doing anything to maintain that development. And muscles grow because of resistance. It's just like your brain. Your brain grows because of resistance. That resistance is you taking in more knowledge and then your brain trying to figure out how that knowledge works. And then from it working out how that knowledge works, it starts to work on your ability to logically answer and logically look at particular questions and answer those questions. And the more you do it, the more proficient and faster that your brain becomes in making the calculations so that you can have an answer quicker. All right. A lot of people think that, you know, brain power is all about you got to be born with it. That's not true. Most people that are very intelligent are people that have actually really worked at it. Okay. Well, that same person that may be working on their brain and developing their problem-solving skills may not be making that balance that we need. And that balance is, okay, you can really figure out a math problem really well, or you're a real good problem solver, but your physical body, your physical presence is lacking. Why? Because you don't, again, do any type of exercise to strengthen the muscle like you'd be strengthening your brain, and vice versa. It could be the other way around. Anyway, today we're going to talk about general fitness, a little bit about general nutrition, because, again, this is only a half-hour show, and we could talk for days on health, fitness, holistic health, fitness, natural health, fitness, fitness of the mind, fitness of the body, fitness of the soul, fitness of the spirit, fitness of your own Eid, you know, your own level of fitness for self-respect and having the faith and the ability that you can do things, you know, that, you know, you don't presently think that you can do, have the faith. You know, all of these are exercises. And, again, by you challenging yourself on a regular basis, what you're doing is you're growing a repository of knowledge. You're growing a repository of experience. And it's the same thing with your physical body, all right? The more you walk, the more you're going to use those muscles, the more you'll have those muscles. I've said it before. The reason that I don't really take elevators isn't because I'm scared of elevators. I have no fear of elevators or heights. The reason that I take the stairs in most cases is because my mindset is the more I take those stairs now, the more I'll be able to take those stairs later. The more physical I am now, the more physical or the longer I'm going to be able to be physical later and do the things that I need to do. So putting in that labor, and it's, again, the same thing with your mind. Fitness, going back to overall fitness, fitness is something that we need to do every day. It doesn't necessarily have to be that you run 5 miles. It doesn't necessarily have to mean that you go to the gym and lift, you know, hundreds of pounds, you know, repetitiously. It doesn't mean that you have to climb mountains. It doesn't mean that you have to do aerobics or karate or jiu-jitsu or any of those things. Fitness and trying to get in shape and working on not only, again, your physical health, but your mental health and your social interaction, which is another thing, and we talked about that on yesterday's show when we talked about, you know, networking and how it can help you. Anyway, these are things that in order for you to get better at them, in order for you to develop and find out what your true potential is, you actually have to get out there and get active. You actually have to get up off your tuchus, okay, and start doing some of the things that are going to do this. Okay, one of the things that we all need to do is we need to drink more water. We also need to drink more and eat more whole products. You know, we need to drink milk. You know, we need to drink water. We need to cut down on a lot of the unnatural sugars, and we need to also minimize the amount of, you know, carbonated drinks and things like that that we put into our body. Another thing, along with that hydration thing, is eating food that is going to give us the proper minerals, vitamins, and nutrients that we need so that we can fuel our body. If you put water in a car, is a car going to run? It may run for a little bit, But once the gas is once the layer of water hits where the gas should have been, that car is going to stall out, and you're going to end up with a lot of problems. Well, we are pretty much the same way. In order for you to maintain your car, you need to do inspections. You need to go to the doctor. You need to take care of your health. You need to do things that are not caustic to yourself. You know, in the write-up for the show, I mentioned a part where I said, you know, if what I'm saying isn't making sense to you, and you are in your, let's say, your 30s, this is what you do. What I'd like you to do is look in the mirror and tell me and tell yourself honestly that the person that you're looking at in the mirror is the same person that you were just 12 years prior. Because most people, if you graduated from high school at the age of 18. Let's fast forward, what, 12 years. Now you're what? You know, you're 30 years old. So if you're 30 years old now, is the face that you see in the mirror the same face that you saw when you were in high school, when you were 18 years old, 18, 19 years old? If not, if that body looks different, then that's your body telling you that you need to do some things. You need to make some changes. You've already made some changes. We're not as active, at least most of us are not as active as we were when we were kids. You know, as we get older, you know, we say, okay, you got life, you got all these different things that happen, you know, that get in the way, and you've got kids, and you've got bills, and you've got this problem and that problem. Well, understand that you may not have created all of those problems, but you helped them along. You helped them to be what they are. So let's just move forward, accept the fact that we played a role in this, whether we really wanted to or not, and that that's something that we have to deal with. Now, that's going back to your mental health, your id, understanding that whatever is going wrong in your life, you can fix it, and having a healthy outlook and understanding that you can do that. Anybody that looks in the mirror, you're 30 years old, and you look pretty much like you did when you were, you know, 18, 19, great, outstanding. Now, this is what I'd like you to do. Again, as I wrote before, what I would like you to do is I'd like you to go ahead and walk up, you know, maybe 5 flights of stairs. Do you have the energy after you do that, or are you winded? You know, walk 1.5 miles. Do you have the energy, or are you winded? If you're winded from something as simple as walking up a few flights of stairs or walking 1.5 miles, that means, again, you don't have the stamina, you don't have the muscle, the muscle and the ability to actually traverse that particular little obstacle course or obstacle in which you're in front of. So you may need to start thinking about it. Now, like I said before, it's not just about going and lifting weights or taking a martial arts class or an aerobic class or a Zumba class. Those things are great beginnings, are great things to do, excuse me. However, you need to start somewhere. And that starting is simple as getting up in the morning, stretching, and then taking a nice little walk. That exercise is as simple as skip the elevator, take the stairs. That's your start. You know, that start is as simple as, you know, maybe 20 crunches, you know, in the morning, and maybe 20 push-ups, or 40 crunches and 20 push-ups. You know, it's really that simple, you starting to try to get a regimen, you know, skipping the fast food and going for something more natural, packing your own lunch, you know, knowing what's going into your body because you're putting it away. You're the one packing it and getting it ready for the next day. You know, your ability to do a lot of different things is really in your control. It's up to you. It's how you look at that particular problem and decide that you're going to tackle it. And understand that you can tackle these problems, these concerns. You can beat the odds. You can move on. You know, after the age of 30, the average person loses about 2% of muscle each year. And if you are not active in high school, that means you've probably lost even more of what you would have had because you're not as young as you used to be. You don't have the elasticity in your muscles that you did before. And part of that is because you're not exercising. Now, here's the great thing. You can get a lot of that back. You may not be able to get it all back, but you can get a lot of it back, and it can make a significant difference in your life and in your ability to deal with your day-to-day problems and your day-to-day stresses. You know, you can also take a dance class, you know, for those of you that are trying to find something that you can do. One, you're going to learn how to dance, and there's all different types of dance. Two, what's going to end up happening is you're going to also work on those social interactions that I was talking about. You're going to work with different people. You're going to learn how to do different things. You're going to enhance your ability to now communicate and work with other people. Plus, you're getting the exercise of actually learning these particular dances, going through the particular routines. And again, like I said, working on your social skills because now you're going out. And hopefully you're drinking more water so you become hydrated, things along that nature. But your physical health is all you got. Your mental health is all you got. If you don't have your mental health and your physical health, what do you have? I mean, if you got all the money in the world, but you don't have those other things, explain to me what good the rest of it is. I don't think the rest of it is really any good to you. I don't think that, you know, all the money in the world is going to help you if your physical body is blah. You know, there was a thing once, and it was talking about the fact that, you know, a guy was was going through his life, and, you know, he had lived a pretty bad life in the sense that he had done some really underhanded things, and also the fact that, you know, and this isn't just isolated to this person, but also there was another one where a gentleman was, he always worked. He was never spent any time with his family, his friends, any of that. He was always geared to make money. Everything was about making money. Well, then, of course, later on in life, what ends up happening? What ends up happening is that now he hasn't really lived. He hasn't really experienced life as a whole. And now he's on his deathbed, and he's like, you know, I would give, you know, $10 million for just another day, you know, where I would give, you know, $1 million just to be able to go to the bathroom like a normal human being without catheters and all of these other things. Ladies and gentlemen, please understand that you're leading yourself down a very treacherous path. And once you get on that slippery slope, if you're not willing to make the necessary adjustments, it may be very, very, very hard for you to get off that slope, for you to get on the correct path. Most of us aren't on the path to destruction, all right? We're on that slippery slope, and we can make some changes, we can make some adjustments, and we can put ourselves right. Today is the day that you need to step forward and decide that you're going to put things right. Today is the day that you need to go ahead and get off your butt and decide that I'm going to take a short walk today, you know, and I'm going to take a few short walks this week, you know, and then, of course, as you go and as you get more energy, as you get more confidence in your ability to step out there and do different things, you'll start to want to do different things. You'll start to want to do more. Again, a lot of us need to step outside of our box. We put ourselves in this little box or this little grouping that we stand in, and we're scared to step outside of the lines. We're scared to do something a little different. We're scared to explore. Think about when you were a child. Exploration was everything. Learning something new was everything. A new experience was your world. You know, it was the thing that kept you going. It was what made life interesting. Well, guess what? Even after childhood, that spirit, that joy that you used to get from, you know, living a life worth living is still there. You just have to find it. You just have to reunite with it. You just have to decide that you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, or how did they say, you're mad as hell and you're not going to take it anymore. You need to take back control of your life. All right, if you got a Snoopy and you look like you're in your second trimester, that's your body telling you that that's not natural. And for all you guys that are like, yeah, you own all of this, you pay taxes on that, yeah, and you're paying a whole lot of real bad dividends. And to the best of my knowledge, nobody likes paying taxes. We'll all pay them, but nobody likes paying taxes. So for you to say you own all of this and you're paying taxes on it is a pretty sad example for something that you really don't like to do. I've never seen anybody running to their tax preparer going, hey, guess what? I've got my taxes today. So that analogy or that particular example is a very poor example, to say the least, of what you really want out of your life. So with this show, what we're really challenging you to do is we're challenging you to get active. We're challenging you to stimulate your mind. We're challenging you to read. We're challenging you to step outside of your small little social world and understand that there's a bigger world out there. We're challenging you to stop looking at self-satisfying things that really don't serve you or anybody else. We're talking about going out there just for the fact of going out there and having fun and getting active, not going out there with an agenda, not going out there figuring what can I do or who can give me something, going out there and giving of yourself, creating that true connection with other human beings as you also create a true connection and a greater and stronger connection with yourself and with your loved ones. You've got kids, take them out there and walk with them. Nowadays we have children that our obesity rates for children in the United States is horrendous, horrendous. It is ridiculous that we've got so many children nowadays that are out of shape. Kids do not go outside. And us as parents and us as adults, we're not doing things to do, you know, to help them. If you don't have children, again, there are hundreds and thousands of children out there that could use a mentor. People that you could be active with, even if it's just you going there and playing a basketball game with them, you know, getting active, getting involved. You know, you're going to go fishing. You know, you do the paperwork, you go fishing, you take a kid with you. I mean, what's the real boggle about that? You've done something good and you've probably changed that kid's life. It's an experience that that kid would not have had if you hadn't have stepped out of your comfort zone and gave of yourself and your time. Again, there are hundreds and thousands of different things that you can do, you know, with someone else, with your wife, with your significant other, with your husband. You know, it doesn't matter. Or just by yourself, if you're all by yourself. Again, there's a lot of really positive groups out there that you can get with. There's a whole lot of groups out there that you can get with and networking. You know, there's Homes for Humanity. There's things that you can do. Hundreds and thousands of things. So for somebody to say I'm bored, there's nothing to do, what are we going to do? You're full of crap. You're not really looking. You're not putting forth any effort to improve yourself, improve your world, and improve the world around you. Okay? As I said on my networking show, most of us don't know our neighbor or our next-door neighbor next to him. Most of us don't know the people in our community. Get out there. Walking will get you out there. Walking will let you see people. Stop, have a chit-chat with them, and then continue your walk, all right? That's a conversation that you wouldn't have had if you hadn't have started walking and if you hadn't have stepped out of your comfort zone and decided that you were going to have a conversation with that person, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, again, I want to thank you for listening to The Zurian Show. Again, I challenge you to step out of your comfort zone, to get active, to start living a life worth living, to start doing the things that are going to enhance you on several levels, to get involved and to stop just letting life happen around you, or stop letting life happen and then you become basically a voyeur. You know, I was looking at a Facebook actually the other day, and a young man got on there and asked who, there's a young man recently that was put to death. And he was put to death for the murder of a law enforcement officer. And it's been national news. It's been all over everything. It's been on the radio. It's been on all the different stations, all the different networks. It's been on TV, all of that stuff. His case went up to the Supreme Court. It got a lot of attention. Yet this young man, who probably never looks at the news on any level, not even see the weather in the morning, all right, he sent out a Facebook and said, who's this guy? we have to get involved. I'm not saying that you need to be involved in politics. I'm not saying that you need to necessarily look at the news on a regular basis, because it is a very negative thing and bad news sells. But what I am saying is that we need to try to become a little bit more informed. Okay, we don't need to know everything, but we need to know some things. And know some things could be everything for some other people. But we need to take a stand. We need to get rid of the negativity in our life and look for the positive. All right? Somebody throws a negative at you, throw a positive back at them. Somebody throws two negatives at you, throw two positives back at them. Somebody continually gets negative, no matter how positive you get, remove them from your circle of influence. Remove them from your pool. Find somebody else to associate with. Find somebody else to interact with. And if that's your group, same, same. This is all about positive. This is all about growth. This is all about you figuring out what you need to do to make you a better person. And I think that starts with you getting active. Getting active, again, on a mental, physical, and social basis. Again, find your voice. And if you really need a motivation for this, what's your why? If you've got kids that you would like to see that don't have kids, then you'd like to see your grandkids. That may be your why. Or you'd like to see your child grow older. You know, if you don't have kids, but there's different groups, organizations, or things that you believe in and people that you'd like to be around for, or just a time in the future that you would really like to be around to experience, that's your why. You know, again, each person's why is going to be different. Each person's why is going to be unique. Even a why that is the same is still different. Why? Because each person that sees that why has a different understanding of what that why means for them, what that action is going to do. If they decide to take an intervention, what that intervention is going to do for them or the people that they would like that intervention to affect, not just themselves. Again, this is a very big world. With technology, it's become a smaller world. But if you stay in your little bubble, then guess what? It's always going to be a small world. And staying in your house, you know, as my father said, you need to get up. Why? Because you'll sleep long enough when you die. Why? Because your house is not supposed to be your living grave. You shouldn't vegetate in your house or your job. You need to step out and you need to do things outside of those entities. You need to live your dream while you're also helping somebody else live theirs, until you can live yours and then help even more people to live theirs. Because remember, if you're a good person and you have a lot, you can give a lot. But if you're a good person and you have nothing, then financially, you can't give anything, but you can still give a lot on a mental, spiritual, and social basis to somebody else that doesn't have nearly as much as you do. Again, thank you very much for listening to The Zurian Show. I hope that this show was interesting. I hope that this show brought some enlightenment to anyone that listened to it. And I hope that we succeeded at our overall goal. And our overall goal is to try to not only help ourselves, but more to help you, because by helping you, guess what? We help ourselves, because we don't get a dime for doing these shows. However, we get paid a billion times over in the fact that there are people that listen to the show and get something from it. And ladies and gentlemen, at this point, we have over, I believe, 3,661 people that have looked, listened, or participated in our show. And we truly appreciate that, because we haven't even been around a year. Again, thank you very much for your time, your patience, and everybody have a great day, a wonderful tomorrow, and a great day to come. And understand that you can do it. You have the tools. As they say, you have the technology. All you got to do is apply it, move forward, and do the things that you need to do. And if you fail, guess what? You get to try again. And if you fail again, you get to try again. Again, today is a beautiful day. You guys have a great life, and take care. This is Zurian of The Zurian Show. Today is now. Take care, be well, and thank you.